Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, April 5th, 2026. Happy Easter. What is Rock the Flock? It is the home for Christian independent artists to not only share their music, not only to be a guest on the show, not only to open the Bible and share God's word with us, that is a super important part of this show, but in everything they do, when we connect with them afterwards, it leads them to the Lord. So thank you for tuning in this week. As I said, it's a special show. It's Easter. It's my favorite time of the year. I'm going to call it a holy day. It's a holy day. It really is. Because the King of Kings, he stepped out of the tomb. And I pray to God in that name, in Jesus' name, that he will send guests to this show. And Miss Carly Connor, as I said before the show, he picked you to be on this special show. So welcome to Rock the Flock.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And you are in close to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to have to connect you with some of the artists in that area if you are already not. We can talk about that later, okay?
Okay.
All right. When we come back, Miss Carly, we're going to pull out all the cards on the table.
Okay.
And we're going to find out what God has been doing in Miss Carly Connor's life. We got to know a little bit about you to share with this Rock the Flock family, okay?
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back with Carly Connor right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Happy Easter. Joining the show this week, joining this very special show, Miss Carly Connor. Carly, thank you again for taking the time, for bumping this out 15 minutes, for going through the audio issues we had. But you know what? You can't stop what God is doing.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me. I already said that, but thank you again.
Well, usually this is the part of the show where I tell you, you're driving down the street, knocking on the door of the Rock the Flock house, how big it is. It's just overfilling, but I'm going to take that away from the show this week because it's Easter. And it's all about the King of Kings.
Yes.
Well, Carly, you have come to the show, and we have people that listen all over the country. The podcast is listened to all outside the country. And they want to know, and I want to know, who is Miss Carly Connor?
Well, hello. My name is Carly Connor. I am 15, and I am a Christian singer-songwriter. I started singing at a very young age. I didn't want to, pursue music professionally until a few years ago, but I always have loved music. My dad's side of the family, where they always sung in church and everything, and I grew up in a Christian home. I'm very, very thankful that, my parents are Christians, my siblings who are older than me are strong Christians. And so that's always been just a really big part of my life. And I've always loved Jesus, and I gave my life to Christ with my parents when I was 6 years old. And so then I went to a public elementary school, and I then in middle school, I came to a private Christian school, and in sixth grade, I was in this choir, and my choir teacher knew that I played guitar and sang, and so she was like, you should come in with your guitar and sing a song for everyone. And so I did, and I sang My Jesus by Ann Wilson.
Wow.
I'm a very big fan of hers. Mm-hmm. And so I sang that song, and I didn't know it at the time, but some of the other students in the choir had, like, taken out their phones and started, like, recording the song I was singing. And then, like, you know, they sent it to, like, their friends and stuff, which was so sweet. And I had some people come up to me, and they were like, wow, like, you're so talented, like, you should really try to, like, pursue music. And I, like, when I first heard that, I was like, I didn't even know that that was, like, an option for me. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not, like, from Nashville or anywhere where that's, like, a big thing. Like, in a really small town in Ohio, that's just not really, like, something that's, like, a part of, you know, where I'm from. And so when people started saying that, I was like, all right, well, you know what, I'm just gonna pray about it. So I just prayed about it for a long time, like, asked God, if this is not for me, then just take the desire away, and if it is, make the desire so great. And he just made it really great. Like, every day I just kept thinking, wow, like, I really want to do this. And then it was in seventh grade, so about a year after that, in the summer before seventh grade, I should say, I wrote, like, my first songs, and I loved it. For my birthday in seventh grade, I went to the recording studio. My mom took me there, and it was just, like, I remember feeling like, wow, like, I could actually do this, like, for, like, my life. Like, that would be amazing, like, you know, to sing songs about God and write songs and perform, and I just remembered loving it. Middle school, though, it was a really hard time for me. I changed a lot, and I started to realize that, you know, there was a gap between me knowing about God. Like, I could tell you verses from the Bible, I could tell you Bible stories, you know, I could tell you who God is and the story of the gospel, but I wasn't having, like, a personal relationship with him. And I remember in seventh grade, we went on, like, a Christian little retreat, and one of my teachers was speaking, and he said something I'll never forget, and he said, there's nothing you can do to make God love you less, and there's nothing you can do to make him love you more. And I think I knew, like, the less part, you know, I was told that growing up in the church, there's nothing you can do to make God love you less, but when he said, you know, there's nothing you can do to make God love you more, I immediately, like, there was just a whole switch, because I learned, like, that is what a personal relationship with Christ is. It's not, you know, if I read my Bible, he's gonna like me better. If I say my prayers before bed, like, those things do please him, but it's just so much deeper than that. And so at that retreat, I rededicated my life to Christ. And that was 2 years ago now. And I've been really, really close to God ever since then. Of course, like, because I am a sinful human being, like, there are ups and downs. But yeah, he's just been so faithful to me, and there's been ups and downs with my music, you know. It's hard because I'm young, and I'm, you know, a Christian independent artist, and a female. But even through, like, all the struggles, he's really, really just been really kind to me and really faithful, and he's, you know, used my music to do things like I never could have imagined.
Well, Miss Carly, I have a really good friend in Ohio, and I will be reaching out to him, and he is all about Christian independent artists. Mm-hmm. So get ready, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Ms. Carly, thank you for opening up. Thank you for being honest with us, and I really appreciate the fact that you said, hey, I was talking it, but I really wasn't walking it. Because that is the toughest thing to be able to do. And that's why I challenge everybody. I talk about it on the show a lot, mm-hmm. that we have to walk it, we have to talk it. But sometimes we don't have to talk it, because we need to show people the way we walk it.
Yes.
That will point them to him.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, Ms. Carly, I am excited because the next segment will be a Bible verse. And I love that part because I try to guess, you know, when we first start talking, okay, where are we going to go in the Bible? What is this going to be about? Is it a season verse, a life verse? All of these things pop into my head. And then God comes in and says, wait a minute, this is the verse that we all need to hear this week. So when we come back, we'll go to it, okay?
All right, that sounds great.
We'll be right back with Miss Carly Connor right here, right on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. And if we could only record what we talk about off air. Once again, I'm blown away because Carly told me in between the segments, this is her first radio interview, and it sounds like she's done about 100 of them. Carly, you are so blessed, okay? God has not, he has prepared you for big things for the kingdom.
Thank you.
All right, now it's time for to go into God's word and to bring the verse to the show.
Okay. Oh, do you want me to say the verse?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Sorry. Okay.
I was thinking, do you want me to guess it? And I don't think I...
I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were saying one verse. Okay. So the verse I have is... this is the first verse I memorized that I still have memorized today. You know, I memorized like a lot of verses growing up in church, but this one, for some reason, God just really kept it in my heart. And it is Isaiah 48, and it says, "The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever." And I remember when I heard that verse in Bible class in sixth grade, I just like immediately, I loved it just because I think it's such a good and powerful reminder that, you know, no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens in your life, God will stand forever. His word is something that you can always trust in, and he is something that you can always trust in.
Amen. I'll tell you what, when we come back, I always say the Bible verse is my favorite part of the show. Really, this whole show is my favorite part of the show. But when we come back, we're going to talk about music.
All right.
We'll be right back with Miss Carly Connor right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio, and happy Easter. And we celebrate Easter not because the eggs in the basket or hiding them in the yard or the candy we get or some. Now it's 2026. People get gifts for Easter. It's like Christmas all over again. But don't forget the meaning that the Son of God, Jesus, laid his life down for all of us. And he walked out of that grave to crush sin and give us eternal life through him. So don't forget that power. Don't forget the Bible says we have that resurrection power in us. So walk that way, talk that way, as we just mentioned that a few minutes ago on the show. Miss Carly, it's time to talk music. And I believe we have a lot to talk about. I thought when you said you were 15, I said, this is going to be really easy, this segment. But you said in the seventh grade, you started writing music.
I did, yeah. The summer before seventh grade. That was, I lied, because the first song I ever wrote, like ever, I was in, I think, second grade maybe. And it was so silly. Like I still have the paper of like how I wrote it. But yeah, that was, and I sang it without music because I didn't play like an instrument. And yeah, so that was like technically my first song. But like my first songs that I actually like, you know, played with an instrument and recorded, those were seventh grade, yeah.
And you're making this a tough interview because normally when people can't see what I see. We're on a Zoom call. We can see each other. And normally in the background of the artist, there are instruments that I can pick out and talk. But you are really upscale. You have some very modern art going on behind you right now.
My brother painted those. Yeah. I play piano and guitar, though, if that helps you.
Yes, ma'am. It does. All so right. Which one did you learn to play first?
So I started playing piano when I was about 5 years old, and it was, you know, very small scale, like notes and things. And then I started playing guitar in fourth grade. And then I fell in love with guitar. I loved it, and I still love it, and I play it all the time. And then piano, I stopped taking lessons because my piano teacher stopped, you know, she retired from doing that. And I think for a little bit, I kind of had like a little bit of a grudge against piano just because what I was doing before was very like classical, and I just personally didn't love doing that. Mm-hmm. And then once I started learning chords, that was like, oh my goodness, yes, like I love this. So I really do love piano now too. So yeah, I've been doing both instruments for a while and I love them.
Now there's a big debate on the show on if you learn to play the piano first, mm-hmm. it's easier to play other instruments. Is that true or false?
Okay, so mm-hmm. I would say it's true. And I don't think that if you don't play the piano, it's like don't learn the piano, it's gonna like set you back a lot. But I do think it helped me just knowing notes and knowing like the staff and just, you know, being familiar with like playing a musical instrument. I do think it helped me and helped me a little bit like with my confidence when I first started guitar.
Now, have you ever picked up an electric guitar?
I have an electric guitar, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. I don't play it that often, but I think it's so fun. And I think, you know, the people that can play them, like I know at my youth group, there's someone that plays the electric guitar and he's so good and he'll just play like anything. And I just think it's so cool. So I do want to get better at playing like cool riffs on my electric guitar.
I like that. Riffs, a new word. I don't think I've heard that on the show yet. That's all right. And I'll have to put, I have to remember that, cool riffs. And I'll have to put that in the description of the podcast, okay? That'll be a phrase I have to put in.
Awesome.
What we discussed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many songs have you written?
I don't think I know the exact number, but probably around 40, maybe.
Okay, that still is unimaginable for me. That's a bunch of songs.
It's a lot of songs. Yeah, I think I'm always writing songs. Like and there are a lot of songs I write that I will never release. I was talking to this with someone I was co-writing with the other day, and I was like, some of my songs I write are to help me. It's like you know, to help me process through my emotions, because when I am feeling a certain way, I immediately go to my piano or I go to my guitar and I write songs. So yeah, there are a lot of songs that, you know, I wouldn't want to release because, you know, they wouldn't be like encouraging to other people, but in the moment it really does help me. So yeah, I'm always writing songs and I love getting inspiration from other people's stories too. I write a lot of my songs based on other people's experiences. My friends have been going through some things recently, so I've been writing like a lot of songs for them about them, you know, and it's really cool to see, you know, if I share those like on my social media or something, like other people being able to relate to their stories. That's like my favorite part about writing songs is, you know, how people can feel like someone speaking to them, even if I didn't write the song. Like, I don't know everyone personally, obviously, that like follows me or listens to my music, but like it's really cool to see how they're like, wow, like this really, it gave me some encouragement today. And I've always said, like, if I could encourage one person with my music or give hope to one person, then like I've done what I need to do. And I'm really thankful that the Lord has like used my songs to do that, and it truly is like all him. I don't like to take credit for the work that he does in other people's lives, but yeah, I'm just really thankful that he's used me to do that, and I can't wait to, you know, keep writing songs.
Well, awesome. Well, out of all these songs, how many have you produced?
Okay, so I released my first album when I was in seventh grade, and it wasn't like a produced album. It was just like me and a piano and singing, or me and a guitar and singing. Like, that's what each of the songs were. And I don't have that, like, I've taken that down just because, you know, I've grown a lot. My voice sounds different. My style of writing is different. But now the songs I have produced are four out right now. I just released one in January, and then I'm excited to release another song in like the end of April.
All right, a little teaser on the show.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, you sent one of those songs to me, and yes. The song is called Blessings in Disguise.
Mm-hmm.
What encouraged you, or what did God lay on your heart?
Yeah.
To write this song.
Yeah, so I wrote this song, wow, it's about a year ago now. And I wrote this song in a time of my life where I was in eighth grade, and I was struggling. I think when I started eighth grade, I had like a perfect picture of what the next 4 years were gonna look like in my head. And I had, you know, I had a big group of friends, and I was going to a school that, like, you know, I thought I was going to go to for the next 4 years. And, you know, everything seemed to be working out. And I think then in like a span of like 3 days, it really like fell apart. Like, I don't want to say my world, but like just everything around me seemed to start crumbling. And, you know, there were some rumors about me going around, and that caused like a lot of my friends to, you know, kind of step away. And then I realized that God was calling me away from the school that I thought I was going to keep going to. And so, yeah, it was just felt like a big cloud, over my world. And I didn't know how to process that. And, you know, I would just pray to God and ask him to show me, like the good in this situation. And then I got invited to come down to Nashville for a week. Mm. And I was working with someone at the time, and he, like I said, he offered me to come down to Nashville. Me and my mom and sister went down, and he had scheduled like meetings with young female Christian artists and co-writes. And I just remember, like, I texted my mom in one of those co-writes, and I was just like, God is so good. Like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. And it was in the car ride back from Nashville that I wrote Blessing in Disguise, because I was just like, you know what? God truly does use everything for his good. And like, I like to say, I heard someone say once, it's hard to say everything is part of God's plan, because sometimes in the moment it can feel like, how is this part of God's plan? So she said, instead say God has a plan for everything. And I love that, because that's been really, really helpful and encouraging to me to know, you know, the things I'm going through, he's gonna change that. Like, I'm not gonna be stuck feeling a certain way forever. And so, yeah, that song is just, it's very honest, it's very, you know, just what I was feeling in the moment, and what I still feel today. Like, all the doors he's closed in my life are my blessings in disguise. And so, yeah, that's kind of the story behind the song.
Well, what is neat about this part of the show right now, because this will be the world premiere. So would you do the honor? Can you intro the song?
Yes.
Because we want to know, we want to hear you say your name.
Okay.
And this is my song, and mm-hmm. the song, and then we'll play it. All right.
All right. This is my song, Blessing in Disguise, by me, Carly Connor.
It's Rock the Flock Radio, and it is the special Easter show. And why is it special? Because, like I said, you couldn't keep him in the grave. No matter what they did to him, they beat him, they whipped him, they spit on him, they gave him vinegar to drink, they pierced his side, they put a crown of thorns on his head. But you know what? He didn't stop loving us, and he did it all because he loved us. I'm blown away by this week's guest. I knew there was a reason why Carly Connor was going to be on this show. For a 15-year-old child of God, Carly, you are beyond your years.
Thank you. That's so encouraging. Thank you so
and
much.
And like I told you before, I pray one of my things I ask God for is His eyes. I want to see when you see people, what do you see? I want to see their gifts. Sometimes I see not things I don't want to see, but I have a gift to be able to see what He's done or what He's doing.
Yeah,
Carly, you have a spirit of hope. You have a spirit of peace. You have a spirit of joy. And what I loved about our music segment is that most people would be dashing to Nashville to write a song and put it in front of somebody. But God had a different plan. He said, no, I'm going to give this song to you when you depart Nashville as you go home. Mm-hmm. In the first segment, we talked about in the sixth grade, how God puts people in your life,
yeah,
to change your life. Mm-hmm. And there was a music teacher that put you in front of a room. Okay, yeah. Maybe God knew what that person knew what they were doing, but God knew what He was doing.
Yes.
He lifted you up and he had you in His hand. To start this amazing journey worshiping Him.
Yeah.
Well, before we go any further, can we just stop and pray?
Yes, thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you most of all that you sent your Son to this earth, Lord, to be our Savior. Lord, thank you for all the artists on the show. Thank you for the artists that spent the extra time to do the recordings on what Easter means to them, Lord. And I thank you for putting them on the show because every one of them pointed right back to you. Heavenly Father, thank you for the guests this week. Thank you for Carly. Lord, I ask you to continue to bless this sweet child, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you put her in a household, Lord, that raised her in you. Protect her as she goes into the world. Protect her and the people that she will meet. Because they will come, Heavenly Father. But guide her to the right doors. Guide her to the right people that are behind those doors. Lord, wrap a hedge of protection around her. Send angels to watch over her. And Heavenly Father, bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we are almost through, Miss Carly. We have one more very important part, and then we've got an impromptu part for you.
Okay.
On this show, I don't use the word follow because I want people to connect with us so we can show them who we follow, because if they follow us, we'll fail them.
Yeah.
Not that we mean to, but mm-hmm. we will.
Yeah.
So Miss Carly Connor, how can people connect with you?
Yes, so people can connect with me through social media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. And then you can listen to my music anywhere you listen to your music right now. If you just, you know, look up my name, Carly Connor, look up my song, then you'll be able to find me. And then also I have a website, which is just carlyconnor.com. And you can learn a little bit more about me on there. There's a place on there specifically for connection that you can join my, you know, email community list. And so, yeah, that's how you can connect with me.
Well, I knew you were big time because you stream on all platforms. Mm-hmm. And then you went an extra step and put in there that you had a website. So you are top shelf, Carly Connor.
Thank you.
Well, before we close the show, Miss Carly, what does Easter mean to you?
That's such a good question. To me, Easter, if I had to use one word, it would be hope. Easter, you know, it's a celebration that, you know, some people forget. We talk a lot about Jesus's death, right? You know, he died on the cross for our sins, right? But if you think about it, it doesn't mean anything if he didn't rise from the dead. You know what I mean? And so Easter is all about celebrating that, you know, he rose so that we can have hope of a future with him and that we don't have to be stuck in our sinful world and in our own sin. And it's very hopeful. It's very encouraging. I always, you know, it just reminds us too of his immense love for us that we can't even comprehend, you know, to die for someone that obeys you. And then he instead died for people that didn't. And so that's just incredible.
People say, well, that's 2026 years ago. What does it mean now? Well, you're right, Carly. It didn't mean anything if he didn't walk out of that grave. Mm-hmm. But right now he's sitting at the right hand of God.
Yeah.
And when he comes back for his own, it's going to rip the sky wide open.
Yeah.
And that day is coming.
Yes.
Nobody knows the day, the time, the hour, but I know one thing, we're one day closer than we were yesterday.
Yes. That's an amazing reminder.
So keep encouraging others. Keep doing what you're doing, Carly.
Thank you.
Sing your heart out for the Lord, okay?
Thank you so much.
Because your voice, God will keep your voice. Mm-hmm. But just sing your heart out, okay? And when all these voices come in, the more you get to go, the more you get to do, the more places you get to sing, just always remember to step back and find that still small voice.
Yeah.
Okay? Always remember that because he's the one that will guide you.
Yes.
Well, Carly, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I can't wait to see what, I always say that to ours, I can't wait to see what God's going to do, but you are only 15 years old. I cannot wait to see what God is going to do.
Thank you so much. And truly, thank you from the bottom of my heart for having me. I'm so thankful that God allowed me to have this opportunity.
Well, I'm appreciative that it's your first radio interview, so you will never forget it.
I will never, no.
So you will never forget your first radio interview because not only, like I said, you're not just on a show, a podcast, you're part of a family.
Yeah.
Okay, they will be praying for you. I'll be praying for you. I know that other artists will be praying for you. They'll be connecting with you.
Thank you so much.
Like I said, I'll get you in touch with some artists up there. Doesn't sound like you need much help at all, but maybe that you can collaborate with. See, there's a big word I used on the show. Collaborate.
Yes, it's a great word too.
Well, have a very happy Easter. God bless you. And hopefully we'll be talking soon because you are more than welcome to come back on the show anytime. If God puts something on your heart and you just want to come on for a segment, just hit me up. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
We'll share it. And when you have a new song come out, you'll have to jump on for a segment and we'll have to talk about that song. And play the song, okay?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, go to CarlyConner.com. You can look up Carly Conner on any social media platform. You can listen to her music. Look up Carly Conner on any music platform. She is it. So follow this child and just sit back and be amazed at what God is doing in her life. That's Carly Conner right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.